This is tape recording number 7510C22, HASAMT4. Copyright 1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded in the audio unit of the Publications Organization in Copenhagen, Denmark. New HAS Course, Part 4. Communication and Getting Your Question Answered. TR3. Welcome to the fourth talk on communication. Communication fails when a person cannot get his question answered. It is actually a very common thing for people not to answer questions or respond to communication. Conversations can begin with one topic and end with neither person knowing what they began talking about or why. Have you ever asked someone to do something and gotten no response? Or the thing not done? Or something totally different done? Or even gotten back an endless discussion about it that went nowhere? Business executives get tired and overloaded with work simply because their orders are not carried out, and they don't notice this or don't repeat them until they are fully done. It's interesting to note that businessmen who get their orders done are highly respected. Have you ever noticed someone ask a question and get a totally irrelevant answer and end up completely confused? Questions unanswered, requests not done, all eventually pile up and leave you confused, tired, and not able to do what you wanted to do. A person's failure to pursue such matters, to get his question answered, to stick with it until what he has requested is done, causes confusion, upset, tiredness. In fact, all the manifestations of having a lot of incomplete cycles hanging around. Not getting an answer to your question leaves that cycle incomplete with some of your attention still on it. Not completing one topic before going on to another is a common source of confusion in arguments and conversations. The answer to this is to learn to complete the cycles you have begun. To learn how to get your questions answered and not to take up a new request, question, or topic until the old one is answered or completed. This means, of course, that a person would have to be able to repeat his question or request until he got it answered or done. This also means that the person would have to be able to duplicate his question, as well as have to duplicate the other person's answer, or lack of answer. This brings us into the realm of two-way communication and the part that duplication plays in the communication cycle. The greatest motto of experience in the life we have lived is this: I won't ever do that again. This is the one thing that Mama wanted her children to promise. If they did nothing else, Mama still wanted her children to learn by experience, which is to say that when they did something wrong, or did something, they weren't ever to do it again. She hoped that they would eat so much candy that they would get sick, so they would never fill themselves up with candy again, or that they would become so embarrassed and lose so many friends that they would never do that evil thing again, whatever it was, and thus learn by experience never to do it again. And this is experience talking. One thing that experience teaches you is never to do anything a second time. This doesn't necessarily mean that all experience is painful, but people who are having a hard time tend to believe that it is. And when they begin to depend on experience and stand by this lesson of never doing it again, they can no longer duplicate. And what do you know? They can't communicate. All sorts of interesting things occur. You should know that this is what this next step in your communication training is up against. It is violating all of that hard-won experience that you have accumulated. And all that hard-won experience, all that wonderful lot of mess that you got into, added up completely to never do it again. And so you've been taught not to live, which is what happens when you get experience. And when you can duplicate a communication over and over again, you will find that communication does not become a painful experience. Has communication ever been a painful experience for you? Well, see your supervisor for your next drill, which will help you out with this.